How's it going, everybody? It's the Loftus Party. How is it going? I hope it's going well. It's been a crazy past couple of days. We're going to get caught up on everything. There's going to be some gentle hand-holding. There's going to be some ribbing and hilarity. And on the other end of the line, you can hear her breathing. You can hear her.
I'm breathing?
You did that, like you were just about to say something, and I interrupted, so I heard it, so I had to call it out. We got the Liberty Gypsy over there. How's it going at Camp Moonbeam, or wherever the heck you are?
It's going really well. Actually,
you sound very upbeat today.
Yeah.
That's good. You can balance it out.
I can balance it out? Well, there's not been a whole lot to be too terribly upbeat about in the last couple days, but we're going to give it a go.
Well, I'm just saying you sound upbeat. What's going on?
What's going on? Well, I had a really nice weekend. So did some fun stuff. Went to Jekyll Brewing's 4th anniversary yesterday. So that was nice.
Jekyll Brewing.
Yep. It's a local Atlanta brewery. Small business. Has not been bought by Anheuser-Busch. They're still an independent producer, and I think we ought to support folks like that.
But it sounded like you had a nice weekend.
I did. Quiet, little bit of fun. Good one. Mm-hmm.
I did laundry.
I did not.
I need to, but
I avoided it.
And I'm like, this place where I'm living, they got the big bank of machines, right? So I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm just going to do it all in one swell foop. I'm just going to get it all just knocked out. So I load up, a couple machines, get those going. Then I go back a half hour later and I put them in the dryer and I get those going. Then I go back an hour later and I take it out of the dryer and it's wonderful. And I'm going to fold those up and match those socks because I'm a sexy man. And then I reach into the other dryer for the sheets and all that. Soaking wet.
Did you not hit start?
I did hit start. Whatever the heating element wasn't working in the dryer, there was no sign, there was no notice, so I just wasted an hour of my life. Then I had to waste another hour of my life.
And another dollar, probably.
Yeah. Oh, at least. That's like $1.50, $1.75. This is New York. If they can find a way to screw you here, they will screw you good. You can't get off this island. I'm still looking for the secret bridge where I can get off this frickin' island. Without paying somebody.
No, you can't.
That seems un-American to me.
Yeah, no, you can't leave Long Island without paying somebody to cross a bridge, I promise you. You can't leave New York without paying somebody to cross a bridge.
I am so pissed about that, I'm going to buy a boat.
You're going to buy a boat?
I'm going to buy a boat so I can just sail off this sucker whenever I want.
Do you have to leave the island to go to work?
No, but I like to travel. I have never lived somewhere where I had to pay to leave. That's just – no. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, no. You have to pay to leave New York.
I want to leave. No, you owe us. You owe us like $27. Yeah. I want to go home. That's going to be another $27. It's just and how is New York out of money? They're making so much money off these toll bridges and toll roads. It's insane.
Yeah, no, they make a little bank there, but de Blasio likes to spend it, so.
Can't stand that guy.
Yeah, he's awful.
I want him out. I can't vote here because I don't want to be a resident until I actually need it. That's my retirement plan.
Your retirement plan?
Yes, is to live here and be poor and get all kinds of stuff for free.
That's a plan.
It is the plan.
Okay.
Like, you get a bunch of free stuff. Maybe it'll be Massachusetts, free health care and all that junk. I just don't like the cold weather. Okay. I'm looking at the list of things. So far my weekend's been crap. I'm hoping that that Game of Thrones can salvage it. I'm really hoping. Usually when I'm in a mood like this, doing stand-up comedy helps me. I'll go out tonight and I'll do a set. I'll be at Governor's in Levittown. But by the time you hear this, it already would have happened. It's like listening to a time machine, you guys. Oh my God, these events already happened. So hopefully that will improve my mood. Then the other thing yesterday, which we have to talk about, which I'm going to fight tooth and nail about getting angry over it, this, about Charlottesville. But this will be the hot take on it.
I think you had the hottest take on social media.
And it's one of those things where you tweet it out there and a couple people retweet it and you're like, huh, maybe people will respond to this brand of just simple, easy, everyman logic. And then they don't. They don't. It's all the angry rhetoric that gets the kajillion retweets. So I'm doing laundry and the sheets and the towels and stuff are all wet. And I come back and I'm like, ah, screw it. I'm going to turn on the news. And Charlottesville's going crazy. And then it became I'll say this. I will say this just so I have said it. It's what happened was horrifying. And good Lord in heaven that someone died is just the worst. And yeah, so let's just be clear about that. However, being on Facebook and being on Twitter yesterday and just watching, and I found it disgusting that people who – it was like a race to like, ooh, who hates Nazis the most? Who hates them the most? Oh, look at me. It's like this posing, this posturing. Don't we – listen, nobody likes a Nazi, right?
Nobody. Nobody should. Well, I mean, I guess if you're a Nazi, you might like other Nazis. But as a group, no. They're not.
Yes. I think overwhelmingly – America is anti-Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, let those buffoons have their little protest. Ignore them.
Yup.
And none of this happens.
But you know who else is a bunch of nasty, nasty people?
I do. I have an idea of what you're going to say, but tell me who.
The Bolsheviks on the other side. You don't show up to somebody's permitted rally wearing helmets and carrying shields and make me think you're not there to do something, you know, violent.
Right. And the Nazis, well, you know what? And here's the other thing. I've heard like three or four different descriptions of who these people were. And if I had like a team of researchers, that's one thing I would want to know. Were these, are they Nazis? Are they white supremacists? Are they like the white race is better and get away from me? Or are they white nationalists who are they like, we just want a place where white people can live and keep us? But I guess that would go with I don't understand actually who those people were, but they had shields and stuff, their goofy little shields, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. However, they're ready for violence because that whole Antifa movement is like, let's punch Nazis and show people we're good.
Yeah, Antifa, you're not good. Punching people is never the answer. Your rhetoric is horrid. You're a bunch of Bolshevik communists. They're not yes. anti-fascists. They're the ones shutting down speech all over the place. They did it to Milo. They did it to Ann Coulter.
Well, that's where I think this whole thing is going. That's where mm-hmm. I think this whole thing is going. I honestly feel like somebody's like, oh, boy, these white nationalists are going to have a rally. Let's make sure that the anti-fascist people come in here and they beat the crap out of each other. And then we can say, look, every time these guys have a rally, there's violence. So we have to have laws. And this is the next thing that's coming. That's the next thing that's coming. I swear to you, they're going to start having laws. They're going to start changing what is defined as hate speech. And I want no part of that.
You either have
freedom of speech or you don't. And I know people are like, how can he defend that? I'm not defending the Nazis. I'm not defending the Antifa. I'm saying Nazis, have your little rally wherever you want. I'm not going. I have no interest. Antifa, whatever the hell your stupid name is, have your rally. I got no interest. I'm not going.
Exactly. And part of what disturbs me the most is the amount of airtime given to this. The second thing that disturbs me greatly is this just massive effort to try to tie this directly to Donald Trump and his administration. Donald Trump, by calling out violence on both sides and bad ideas on both sides, is I'm 100% behind him. He doesn't need to say these people are worse than these people. He needs to say these are both bad and they both need to knock it off. Well, and that's exactly what he said.
And I love that you bring that up, because if you look at the media and the criticisms and blah, 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 and everybody has an opinion about this, including yours truly and Gibberty Lipsy, Liberty Gypsy.
Just call me Giblet.
It's starting to sound like if you were an alien and you just showed up this afternoon and you were like, what happened yesterday in Charlottesville? They would make it sound like a bunch of Nazis showed up in this town for no reason and just went crazy.
Yeah, no, that's not in fact what happened. And you would think that Donald Trump was there with them.
Yes, that Donald Trump sent them a secret message. Hey, you guys, this Saturday, just go to Charlotte and just lose your minds. Just go nuts and maybe shoot down a helicopter. Like, I can't believe it. They're like, three people were killed because of this violence. They make it sound like Nazis made a human ladder and reached up into the sky and pulled a helicopter down. Those poor souls, those poor guys who died, it sounds like a mechanical failure. Helicopters crash. But to lump it in, it's like they're trying to get a bigger body count out of it. And the other thing, and this is what has me worried about, like they're going to start trying to define hate speech and they're going to start messing with the First Amendment. And that's – I find that terrifying. I really, really do. And those guys originally – I guess the Nazi dudes, the white race people, were there under the guise of not wanting this Robert E. Lee statue removed.
Correct.
Now, this is also – see, this is like you should never be in a rush to make these kind of judgments. Remember when that kid shot up that church? Wasn't that in Charlottesville too?
No. That was in South Carolina.
It was Nikki Haley, right?
Right.
Yeah. And then like the next day, Nikki Haley's like, we're getting rid of this thing. We're going to tear. Like everybody's in a rush to get rid of that flag, get rid of that statue. That's what. Listen, a statue's not going to make somebody go kill somebody. You'll have a really hard time convincing me of that. And ironically, the Robert E. Lee statue, Robert E. Lee against the Civil War, he fought. Obviously on the side of the South, however, super reluctant to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And on the record, he wrote a very famous letter telling the South and the president of that little uprising, like, this is a bad idea. We're going to lose and slavery's bad. And he was absolutely right. So you might want to leave the Robert E. Lee statue up as a reminder of, oh, yeah, that poor soul was correct. The Civil War was doomed to failure and slavery was a bad idea.
Well, the other thing is we go back to and we do this theme all the time, right? Like these women running around in the Handmaid's Tale costumes and, likening the Trump administration to 1984. And all these other books, you guys didn't read them, because when you're tearing down statues, when you're obliterating parts of our history, that's what Orwell was cautioning against. Don't do that. Just don't do that, because people forget and then they do the same dumb stuff again.
Yes.
You know, and that's what's honestly the most disturbing to me, because they just literally want to take parts of our history and set them aside and not talk about them anymore.
Well, if I see it, it upsets me. And if I see it, it makes me upset. And I can't. This whole thing where your feelings, it's the triggered thing. You see something, you hear something, and it's so upsetting that you cannot continue on with your day. That's a problem.
Well, that's a problem for whoever's getting that triggered. I would like to meet the person who initially coined the phrase microaggression and triggered.
Oh, I guarantee it was some college professor somewhere.
Of course it was.
With microaggression. They say now that like airline seats are microaggressions against overweight people. Or it's listen, the seats are too small. I'll give you that one. But it's like a microaggression. That's unbelievable. So in summary, and the people are like, well, Trump didn't call him out by name. Trump didn't call him out by name. Okay, I'll give you that one. I'm going to give you that one. And they're like, they always said Obama had to say radical Islamic terror, radical Islamic terror. Okay, so when this happens 10 more times, like the Islamic terror attacks, when it happens a bunch of times and Trump doesn't say anything, when Trump doesn't say the KKK by name, we can talk then. But okay, he didn't do it this time. Let's see how many more happen in the future.
Well, and he has before.
They don't care about that. They don't care about that. Like Mika Brzezinski just tweeted, literally, like Donald Trump hasn't disavowed this by name. And like, bitch, he did it on your show.
Right? And, you know, then you've got Nancy Pelosi, repeat after me, and Chuck Schumer. This is all Donald Trump needs to say. What did you two say when Antifa burned Berkeley? Stop it with the double standard. And, you know, people call this whataboutism and whatever else. I don't like Nazis. I don't like Antifa. Okay. I look at that whole mess and I'm like, let them beat each other up. I don't care. I really don't care.
And here's like, I'm getting so jaded by the whole thing. These people whose tweets start with, I didn't vote for him, but I don't like Nazis, but like, okay, we get it. This whole like, it's almost like a bizarre ritual. Like, oh, I'm going to say these words so you don't automatically write me off and then I'll actually get my point in there. It's like, why do you have to say that? Why do you have to – what does it matter who you voted for or what? Just say – what's your point? I'm for freedom of speech. Are you siding with the Nazis? No. However, they're allowed. They filed paperwork with the city, and they're like, "We want to have a protest down here." And the city said, and then they went to the ACLU. ACLU said, "We'll give you a hand with this because, yeah, you have the right to assemble and you have the right to speak." And so they won. They got it. They had their day. Now you send in people, and I've always found it so boring, so incredibly boring. These people who are like, "Look at me! I hate Nazis so much. I'm gonna throw a brick at them." No, no, no.
As soon as you commit an act
of violence, I want you to go to jail. As soon as you get violent.
That was the best, hottest take on Twitter. Hey, guys, how about this? Anybody who breaks the law in Charlottesville gets to go to jail.
How about that?
I love it. It's simple.
It's what I said when they were beating up Trump supporters back during the campaign. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Okay, you broke the law. Go to jail. Okay, really? It's not – none of this is hard to do. And it's not like, good Lord. And they make it sound like there's a kajillion Nazis in America.
Yeah,
they make
not.
It sound like that, like there's like 50 million Nazis and there's a Nazi ice cream stand on every street corner. No, they had to bus in to what they have, like 1,000 dudes there? What was the head count? They had to go all over the nation to get them.
Yeah, I never actually even saw a head count. I'm not even sure it was that big.
Me neither.
But they're here's the thing. Both sides of this just have really bad ideas.
Yes.
They have horrible ideas. They shouldn't be given any oxygen to get those ideas out over the airwaves. You know,
right.
Like they can have their rally. Like you said, freedom of speech. They got their permit. The ACLU helped them. Let them talk on a street corner, but don't sit there and film it and put it like across all America. It's a really bad idea.
There's a relatively famous, infamous picture. I think it came out last year. It was during some march somewhere, and there was a trash can that had been overturned and was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very, very tiny fire. It was a small fire. And there was 25 members of the press taking photographs of that little tiny fire. And then someone took a picture of all the press around this garbage can that had a little tiny fire in it. And like, that's the problem right there. Right? You've got the press working quadruple overtime to go, uh-oh, shit's on fire. You know, and that's what this is. Well, some dude, some like alt-right dude, I hesitate to label anybody alt-right because now it's like synonymous with being a Nazi. So they won on that one. The Jack Plosibic or whatever the heck his name is. He had a couple weeks ago, he had a peace rally. A unity rally in Charlottesville. Nobody wanted to come. The press didn't cover it. He had his little rally, a handful of people there. But I tell you what, and you're like, uh-oh, the Nazis are marching. Woo, get Antifa in here. Now it's going to be a fight. Now it's McGregor and Mayweather all rolled into one.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, I just – the amount of – press coverage and the amount of discussion, and this is of course all made magnified and made bigger because of things like social media, than it might have been, you know, 20 years ago. But I just don't understand why people of reasonable thought, whether you be a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian, can't look at these far fringe groups and go, yeah, whatever.
Well, that's what most people do. Literally, the vast majority of Americans are just continuing on their normal everyday lives. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, what do you think about this? This is the most important thing. No, it's not the most important thing. There have been goofball white supremacists in this country since there's been an America.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure since the Mayflower, there was some goofball on there that thought white people are the best. However, we have still managed to thrive. And there's some people think, I'm sure, that their shrubbery is from another planet and gives them secret messages. I'm not going to shut them down either. You know?
No.
The shrubbery people are allowed to have their little protest. That doesn't make them right. That doesn't mean I support the shrubbery people.
No. But, I mean, we do have one silver lining as far as the First Amendment goes, and that is within the last few months, they have voted 9-0 that speech cannot be limited. There was a recent court case decision, and I don't have it on the top of my head, but the one thing that this court has done consistently with this makeup and now with the adding of Gorsuch is they defend and they hold tight on the First Amendment. There is no such thing as hate speech, according to the Supreme Court. So
I'm telling you, mark my words, that's the next thing that's coming. I know I sound like a conspiracy theory goofball, but the only like political leverage out of this horrible series of events is that, like, listen, hate speech, like Ben Shapiro will try to go talk somewhere and they'll go, no, you can't talk here, Ben Shapiro. And Ben Shapiro will say, well, what about the First Amendment? And they'll go, ooh, but what about Charlottesville? And we don't want, there's such a danger that we can't do it. I swear, I'm not kidding at all. It'll be, but what about Charlottesville?
Well, and they've
Ann Coulter,
done
we'd
it.
Like you to mm-hmm. speak. Oh, and it'll happen again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
But what about Charlottesville?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're very pro First Amendment. We like the First Amendment here.
We like it a lot.
And I don't like riots in the streets. And if you commit an act of violence, you go to jail. There you go. But all these people, these frickin' posture, I hate the posturing. I hate the posturing. I cannot stand it. Besides, we got funny stuff to talk about. Funny comedy stuff like North Korea. Woohoo!
Oh my God.
Yeah, nothing humorous there.
No.
Other than Kim Jong-un's haircut.
Oh my God. Really, the worst. Well, but I mean, what are all these microaggressed triggered people going to do if we get back into some serious kind of Cold War mentality between superpowers? Like, you know, these poor little college students, they weren't around for Reagan's Mr. Gorbachev, take down this wall. They don't remember bomb drills. Like, if you think you're microaggressed by the size of an airplane seat, you're going to have some problems here over the next couple months.
Maybe it's just the mood I'm in. I don't like being pessimistic about stuff. Usually I'm pretty optimistic. Mm-hmm. However, like, I'm all for the fire and fury. I'm actually up for ratcheting up the rhetoric. I'm all for the we've about had enough of this. Mm-hmm. We've about had enough of this. We will start smacking people around. Obviously, the dude doesn't respond to sanctions.
No.
Obviously, sanctions don't work.
No,
I think with North Korea, what was that? Bush, Clinton, then another Bush,
Clinton,
and then Obama didn't work. They got nukes.
Well, and you know, I've had 8 years of strategic patience. My patience has run out. So all those who advocated for strategic patience, this was the end result, and now it's in Trump's lap. Trump didn't create it, so I really hate that narrative. He didn't make this problem in North Korea. It's been coming for years and years and years and years and years. But sanctions don't work. However, there's this thing that I keep wondering, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably – I'm probably going to get slammed for this, but whatever. We know this guy's crazy. He's nuts. He like put on hits out on his own family members, right?
Well, that's been going. That doesn't make him nuts. That makes him want to hold on to his power. That goes back. The Romans did that. The Egyptians did that. If there's a successor that might possibly come and get you, you take him out first. That's cold and calculating. That's not crazy.
Okay, but he's crazy too.
they keep saying that, and I'm seriously, I'm not trying to be adversarial. Mm-hmm. I'm very glad you brought it up. They keep saying he's crazy. What has he done that's crazy?
Well, I mean, he keeps up this posturing as a relatively small country with few resources that has one ally.
And it seems crazy. Like it's working.
Well,
I don't think it's. I don't think it's crazy at all. They call Vladimir Putin crazy, and I'm like, what?
No,
what's
I don't think
crazy?
He's crazy.
No, he's a crazy killer. Just I don't see where Kim Jong Un or his daddy. How are they crazy? They've got a little hunk of real estate in the middle of nowhere, and here's what I want to know: what do they want? Like what do they want? Evidently, they want to be part of the big community, the society of we got nukes, so you better listen to us. We're decision makers. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's what they want.
Maybe. I don't know. And maybe that's part of why I think it's crazy, because this is what we want. There's no end game other than we got them and we can blow them up. Okay.
Well, here's the good thing that came out of all this. The good thing about it, with Trump's doing his fire and the fury, and we will wipe the floor with you.
Oh yeah,
it cranked it up to such a level that China has said, okay, now if the U.S. if you guys go first, we're going to defend North Korea. However, if North Korea goes first, we're not going to defend them. So that's good.
No, that's very good.
I like it. Knowing now we got some rules on this mofo. So now here's my idea. Let's just have a little display of power in Syria. Let's just, like, thunder and fury, go in and just say, hey, Kim Jong-un, you might want to watch the television today, because here's what we can do. When we're really mad, and we're not going to use nukes, we're going to use some old school stuff, but mm-hmm. just carpet bombing, daisy cutters, MOABs,
mother of all bombs. Yep.
All of it. And just like, let's just take out a mountain range. Like, literally, let's just take out a mountain range so that they'll have a cool new freeway at some point in Syria and go now.
Let's when all the people go back?
Yes. It would actually be
that's never happening. Like, but okay.
Where do you want Syria? Where do you want your new freeway? Well, ideally, we'd like something through those mountains. Okay, watch this. Okay, Kim Jong-un, turn on your TV right now, because here's the shit. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Level the mountains like Tony Stark did in the first Iron Man. And then go, do you really want to start shit with us? And then the other thing that we need to do, and we started doing this months and months and months ago, we need that strategic defense initiative, that thing where they made fun of Ronald Reagan. Remember?
Yep, Star Wars. Star Wars.
I don't like to call it that, and George Lucas didn't like it either. I always try to remind myself to call it SDI. We need to, get Elon Musk on that.
Mm-hmm.
And get Branson on that, that yep. other dude from Virgin Galactic, and then get our boys at the Pentagon doing it.
Yep.
I imagine Elon Musk will do that stuff over the next weekend for like a nickel.
He just might. But, you know, my solution would get us in trouble with China, and it's just almost too simple.
What is it?
Kim Jong-un likes to have these big parades where the guys like dance down the street, you know, with that funny march and whatever. All yeah. of his equipment is there. His entire military is there and he is there. I just say drop a Moab. Be done.
I say bomb the parade. That's
bomb
great.
The parade.
They're
all in one spot. Boom. Done.
You have graduated. That's a big moment for you. The insight of a stand-up comedian.
Just boom, done.
Bomb. That's a Seinfeld bit. They're all at the parade. Bomb the parade. And it's like when a plane crashes, they always find the black box. Why not make the plane out of the black box?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
No.
It does seem like...
I'm now a warmonger or something, but it seems very convenient. It's supposed to be a show of strength, and we just go, ha, bam.
Well, if there was a way that we could go to China and literally say, listen, it's going to be scary and it's going to look like we're coming for you guys, but we're not. Okay.
Right?
We're not. There's going to be a ton of stuff coming, but I swear to you, we're not going to go into China. And if we could get them to sign off on that, we should just, and I tell you what, no, we don't want to change any of the maps. You can still have a communist North Korea, all that stuff. But anywhere they have a missile or any kind that we're taking it out.
Yep.
We're taking it out. And then as like a show of good faith, we should do the same thing in Iran. Like if people think that this is going to end with North Korea. And Iran's not going to be doing the same crap in like another 5 years. You're out of your mind.
This is completely insane.
Let's just get it over with right now. I'd love to get it over with right now. Oh boy.
See, we just solved a problem.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Oh
bomb
my goodness,
parade.
Goodness. Bomb the parade. Okay, so that was our hot take on Charlottesville. Our hot take on. North Korea. That poor guy from Google got fired, that dude, and I owe him an apology.
Why?
I did a video last week for about the Google thing, and I put it on Facebook and I put it on our YouTube page. I was like, what kind of a – first of all, my opening joke in the whole thing was like, who does that? Who just says, hey, I got some ideas, well, a way we can improve the company, and like making fun of the guy, first of all, for writing it. I didn't realize – and this is – I'm just making jokes out of ignorance, which will happen a lot. That's just a little – that's just a fair warning. A lot of these are born out of ignorance. Google asked people to participate. They're like, hey, if you've got a way, if you've got a problem, if you've got a thing and you think we could do better, it's an open forum. There are no bad questions.
And
then this poor son of a bitch has a really well thought out argument. And they're like, you are fired. There are bad questions. You are bad. Get out.
Well, I mean, the lawsuit is just going to be epic. And, you know, Google has no idea what their own discovery is going to do to this guy's just – he's going to be wealthy.
Oh my goodness. Well, that was the closing joke in the thing. Like, I smell a lawsuit, having no idea that, like, you can't invite people to participate in, hey, how do you want to improve the company? Oh, I got an idea. We could do X, Y, and Z. You're fired. Like, now he's going to get a big hunk of it. He's going to get a lot of money.
He's going to get a hunk. And not only that, in California, part of their equal employment law, unlike the federal one, actually protects political affiliation. So you can't be fired because of your political affiliation, which he did reference in the memo. I thought that was pretty interesting. And there's a couple other pieces of labor law. But the biggest thing is going to be this. And I can only say this because I spent a lot of time inside organizations on diversity programs. The internal emails regarding diversity and the hiring of women and the approach to doing it are just going to sink Google, and it's going to be amazing.
I hope so.
I mean, the whole thing now, and this is what I don't get, we're so angry because this guy said men and women are different. We are. We should all acknowledge it and just be okay with it, right? But Google's saying no. No, that is, what is it, stereotypical thinking or whatever. So there are no differences between men and women, according to Google. So why do you need a diversity vice president?
Yes.
I mean, you just took your whole argument, turned it on its head, and like stuck a knife through it.
Well, that is one of the big problems with the whole diversity thing. Listen, we're all the same. We're all the same. Yet we're different. And we need to celebrate our difference by being the same. That is somebody needs to sit down and watch The Incredibles, and that's what that movie was all about. And if you seriously
I haven't seen it,
it is the best way. And I'd love to talk to the guy who wrote and directed The Incredibles, because it is entertainment, and at the heart of it is this lovely, lovely message that not everybody is the same. And the Incredibles are this family that you have to blend in. You have to blend in. You have to blend in. And then ultimately the message is no, you don't. And no, you shouldn't. And people are different. And their differences are what make us strong. And we need to celebrate that. And I'm sorry that we're not equal, but blah, 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 blah. It's great. There's a nice little political message in there. And he did a great job of making it look like entertainment. Which is what we need more of.
Absolutely.
Bada bing, bada boom. So speaking of entertainment, this is going well. This is like a real radio show right now. You know what I was thinking? Like, and I want to do this relatively soon, is just have a rambling cast. Like literally just like – not like we're really locked into the structure over here. We usually ramble quite a bit. But I just want to have a super-de-duper rambler. The one thing I don't want to forget to get to, mm-hmm. and this is the entertainment part, is our poll results. What was the question this week?
Well, this week on Friday, Chelsea Handler, decided to tweet out that it's up to our military to take out President Trump or they will be on the wrong side of history. So she was basically saying we needed a military coup. So we decided to ask fans of the party to tell us what was the worst Chelsea Handler. Political Chelsea? Comedic Chelsea, flasher Chelsea, because she likes to like take her junk out and that sort of thing, or other. And 58% said political Chelsea, but they had a fair amount of others. And what I forgot is we have like some yucky Chelseas. Miss Clinton.
Chelsea Clinton. Not a big fan.
I call him Bradley, but other people call him Chelsea Manning.
Oh my gosh. I'll give Chelsea Manning a pass on this one. Did you see the Chelsea Manning tweet?
Oh, I've seen so many of those.
It was this picture and like he's standing up over the camera like he's going to smash it with his boot and like, "Oh, so you must be are you back to being a dude today?" Or
I can't even look at that dude's Twitter timeline. It's infuriating.
But I agree. I agree with the people in our poll that that political Chelsea is the worst.
Well, and I agree with the others who said Chelsea Clinton's pretty awful, and so is Chelsea Manning.
When I would watch her little talk show on E! Entertainment Television, mm-hmm. I could see the appeal. I could see the appeal. You know, snarky, fun. She parties a little hard. She talks about celebrities. There's a place for that. But, like, politically, like, that's not a well thought out. That's not that her little tweet about, you know, come on, generals, do your civic duty and blah, 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 or you'll be on the wrong side of history. You haven't thought this through, have you?
No.
Have you? Like, that shows a real lack of planning. I want to encourage a military takeover, because certainly after they take over, they'll hand the power right back. They never
to Hillary Clinton, no less.
There's no historical precedence for a general taking over a society and going, you know what? I think I'll stay.
Well, I mean, that's just like when Rosie O'Donnell decided we should have what was it, martial law. To prevent yes. the election or to prevent the inauguration. It's like, Rosie, did you really think this one through?
No.
So you think this dude's a fascist and you're calling for martial law. You think this dude's a fascist and you're calling for a military coup.
They make these incredibly emotional decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's so important and it's their best idea ever that they have to tell the world and they have like that is that like I now I'm concerned if that's your decision making process and you obviously haven't thought it through, why are you allowed to vote?
Well, I mean, that's an excellent question. I am honestly a huge fan of some kind of basic civics test before you get to vote.
What? Good luck with that.
I think that would be fantastic.
I don't know why you hate black people. I don't know why you hate minorities.
The soft bigotry of saying voter ID doesn't allow minorities to vote. Like, minorities are somehow incapable of getting the free state ID available in all 50 states in the union drives me nuts. Drives me nuts.
And it's like it's racism.
Voter ID is racism, or the soft bigotry of saying these people can't like get it together to go get a picture
ID.
It's
like there's no way to go through those waters without like hitting a big old racist iceberg. You're like, listen, everybody should have an ID. Well, that discourages black people from getting IDs. Why is that? Because they don't have what? They don't have the money?
It's
so you're
free.
Saying black people are poor? Right? So they can't get there on time because they're black, because they're late. What are you saying? It's like you can't.
Yeah. There's that racist iceberg. And now I'm just going to ignore you because that's not the crux of the problem. But whatever. I mean, like other industrialized countries like Israel, France, England think we're insane because we don't yes. require it.
And how many counties in California have they discovered? They have like more voters than there are registered voters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's always funny.
Was just arrested for registering dead people as Democrats.
Yeah. The Chicago way. The Chicago way.
Oh, there's – oh, did you hear this one? Mayor Emanuel, whose career is just like going down in flames. I don't know who they're going to install there next and probably don't want to. Maybe it'll be Michelle Obama. I don't know. But he's decided to sue the attorney general for saying, if you don't come in line with federal immigration law and cooperate with the federal agents arresting illegal alien criminals, you're not going to get these monies. He's now – Rahm Emanuel is suing for the right to violate federal law. Like, seriously? This is what we've come to.
I have no idea what that guy's doing there. I have no idea. And when he's up for re-election, but if I was living in Chicago, I would be less than thrilled with old Rahm Emanuel.
Who could? I mean, he's as bad, if not worse, than de Blasio. Both of them. Just bad.
Not the best leaders. Okay. Mm-hmm. New York Times article, women have better sex under socialism. It's like they're trying to sell – it's like a propaganda leaflet. It's like a brochure. Hey, here's an upside of socialism. Women who lived under socialism say they had better sex.
Is it really better?
That's what they're saying, that they had more orgasms.
I don't know why they think they're selling that, though, especially to like us awful capitalists on the right, because they think we're just a bunch of prudes who, you know, do it once a week in the missionary position.
Well, there is that, but like the article as I read it is pretty much they had more time to doink, because under communism you had like the community health center, you could drop off your kid, free daycare, you didn't have to work the whole time, of course in Soviet Russia, you know, you didn't have all the cable TV stations, you didn't have iPhones, mm-hmm. there was nothing else to do.
Well, and if you didn't have to take care of your kid and you didn't have to work, you're either having sex or you're drinking.
And that's pretty much Russia, evidently. They were just getting hammered and doinking. So there
is
that.
Did the birth rate go up like a lot?
Were
they having a lot of kids?
I don't think so. I don't think so. There's a porn site called Pornhub.
Okay.
Yeah. You've never heard of it, I'm sure.
Oh, I've heard of it. I've heard of it.
And every year they release their statistics of what people are looking at, what are the most searched terms, mm-hmm. like, and who was into what when. And Russia, and actually I think for the majority, this is actually pretty funny, lesbians scissoring was like the big search term in 2016. So you don't get a lot of babies. You don't get a lot of babies out of lesbians scissoring.
I don't even know what that would be.
Oh, I'm not going to say it. You're a grown ass woman. If you can't figure out what scissoring is, imagine your legs are a pair of scissors.
Okay.
Now imagine another girl's legs are a pair of scissors. Now you take those scissors, you open them up a little bit, and you kind of put them together.
Okay.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
All right.
Now you're going to have to go onto Pornhub and Google lesbian scissoring.
Yeah, and then we go back to the show where you really don't want my browser history.
Yes.
Exactly.
Anyway, the Russians, I don't think their birth rate did go up. And like in the 80s, I really think that's all they could do is like make some homemade vodka and then doink.
Okay.
So that is – there it is. That is the upside. So by that standard, in a couple years, Venezuela is going to be the sexiest place on earth.
Ew.
Why is that ew?
Well,
why is your reaction ew?
Just because what's happening there is like so awful and people are starving and it just – oh.
Should we take over?
I think we should.
You know what? Here's what I don't like about it. You've got too much of a distance. Like mm-hmm. getting supplies to Venezuela would be a long, long time. I'm still thinking we should just take over Mexico.
But even Mexico is yelling at Venezuela for their elections because Mexico is so free from corruption and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. Let's just take over Mexico, then take over Venezuela. We're mm-hmm. coming to the dismount here. I saw this great clip on Facebook. It was Tucker Carlson giving some – he was talking to some association in D.C. About why Trump got elected president and what the real mm-hmm. underlying – I'm going to have to find that video. I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page because I found it to be very, very interesting, and I think it had a lot of truth to it. You have these decision makers in Washington who kept – trying to sell America this bill of goods, you know, mm-hmm. global economy. That's where it's going. We got to be ready. Global economy. And then these people keep losing their jobs and factories keep closing, but they keep telling us, no, immigration is good. Having just a ton of new people all the time is good, good, good. And having a global economy, trust me, it's good. It's all going to work out. It's going to be good. And we tried it, and we tried it, and we tried it, and it's not working out. And low-skilled, low-waged immigrants come in, and if you have a they you can't tell me that they don't take away jobs from Americans. And having factories closed down, you can't tell me that's good. So after a while, I think the people in America got fed up. And these politicians were like not really in it for the common good of the people they're representing. And so now you've got this whiplash where finally enough people with their common sense going, hey, let's slow down on the immigration and let's slow down on the globalization. Maybe a few factories can reopen here. That's where you got Donald Trump. That made a lot of sense.
And once again, if you poll people and Politico and Morning Consult did it again and say, do you think we should let people into this country based on their skills, their ability to speak English, da-da-da, the point system, basically, that's being proposed. 62% of Americans say yes, as long as you don't put Donald Trump's immigration plan.
Right.
I mean, the ideas are better ideas, and we just constantly have to fight this vilification that is so ridiculous. You know, Trump's a Nazi. No, he's not. He's not.
He didn't say it by name. He didn't say this person by name. He didn't use his home address. He didn't use his social security number. I'll give him that one. Anyway, I'm pro immigrant.
Legal immigrant. Yep.
Holy smokes! You'll never meet a group of people that's happier to be here. And mm-hmm. then they gets me jazzed up. I'm like, wow, they're really stoked to be here. Maybe I should be doing more.
Right. Right.
So anyway, the whole it really deconstructs. And I really think that that's what happened. Like you have elites in D.C. So, oh, trust me, children, this is for the greater good. Trust me. This is going to work out. No.
Call it completely out of touch.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wonderful thing about having, a republic, a democracy like we have, is that the people can go, no, I think you're an idiot and you don't know what you're talking about. So out you go. And we're going to bring in this new guy. So it's a wonderful thing. It's ugly, but I tell you what, it's been working pretty well for 240 years.
I'm a fan.
I wouldn't change it. I would not change it.
I'm a fan.
Let's not make decisions hastily. I know it gets frustrating. Our government was designed to work slowly. And when you have, there was a tragic event and everybody feels bad and everybody wants to do something because it's going to make them feel better. And they go, we should start ripping down statues. Then you have unintended consequences, like
exactly.
We saw in Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. Take your time. And the next up, we've come full circle. It's almost beautiful. Beautiful in a weird. It has a symmetry to it, this show. And that's my concern about Charlottesville. The loss of life, horrible, tragic. The dude's a criminal. He's going to go to jail for a long, long time. However, let's leave free speech alone. They're going to start to have you believe that whenever somebody with an idea that they don't like talks, it's going to get violent. And they're going to do their best to make sure the violence does happen.
Yep. Which seems to be a problem they need to deal with, not us.
Yes.
If hearing somebody talks makes you that angry, you've got issues. Get some therapy.
Yes. if there's a series of words that you're like, I can't. That's what I don't like about ISIS. They say, if you draw this cartoon, I'm gonna be so violent and I'm gonna start killing people. See, that's a problem. I don't want that in my society.
Exactly.
And so if you're a person who's going, if I see this statue, if I see this piece of art, I get violent, I have a problem with you. Oh my gosh, the symmetry, it's beautiful. Okay, so it is time for Michaeltopia, as I judge it. And
yep.
In the real world, there's a crazy set of laws that we have to live by. However, in Michaeltopia, there's a different set of laws, and everything is just hunky-dory and beautiful. So for this new law for Michaeltopia, what do you got there, Liberty Gypsy?
If you are some dude in Hollywood that buys a local establishment to film a television show, when that is done, you have to do something with it.
What do you mean?
So there's this great show that I heard a lot about on Twitter, Ozark, on Netflix with Jason Bateman. Turns out Ozark was actually filmed in my hometown in Georgia.
Okay.
So there was this lovely little place down by the lake, Lake Allatoona, which they're saying is the lake in the Ozarks, which it isn't. It's in North Georgia. And they had music on the weekends, and they had this lovely little bar downstairs and games and the whole nine yards. It was right on the lake. Everybody would come up in their boats, and they served great lobster nachos. Well, apparently that was purchased for the shooting of Ozark, and it has now never reopened, and it's just empty and gone.
Why don't the original owners come back?
I don't know. My understanding is Mr. Bateman himself bought it.
Wow.
And now it's just empty.
So they wanted to film a show. So he went and actually bought the bar so they could use it as a set. The production wrapped. And now it's just sitting there empty.
Correct. And I want my lobster nachos back, damn it.
You got to go talk to the guys at Heckle and Jekyll Brewing.
There you go.
Get them in there to buy it. Sounds like there's it's a turnkey operation.
One would hope.
Yeah, that's no bueno. That is no bueno at all.
No.
All right. Well, my Michaeltopia is right in line with that. In Michaeltopia, if you put basil in a popsicle, you're not allowed to call it a popsicle. You have to call it some shit like frozen salad.
Wow.
In Michaeltopia, there is no such thing as a raspberry basil popsicle. There is a raspberry basil salad on a stick that's been frozen, but that is not a popsicle. A popsicle is a sugary confection that's mostly corn syrup and ice with sugar.
That's horrible.
Right? But it's a popsicle, and it's going to be delicious.
All right. Give me a bomb pop. I'm done.
All righty. Do you have another Michaeltopia?
I do not.
Oh, I got another one. In Michaeltopia, the Strategic Defense Initiative has so much money and so much research and development that we can shoot the pubes off a flea from 5,000 miles away. In Michaeltopia, we've been researching this, and if you shoot something up, boy, oh boy, we can shoot it down, and we can do it from wherever we want. So in Michaeltopia, we are researching, we are developing, we are getting all of our best and brightest minds, because sanctions don't work. So we need to be able to shoot a bullet out of the sky with another bullet. Get on it, man. Get going. That is your homework for this week. By next week, I want to be able to do it. I want to be able to do it tomorrow. Okay, that's our show. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of interesting good stuff, and I want to thank everybody again for sharing the videos and subscribing to the YouTube channel. A lot of new content coming up, a lot of new stuff. I'm thinking I might put up some of the interviews from Politicon.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there's some juicy, juicy stuff. So thanks for listening. Ooh, should we say it? Well, no. I'm not going to say anything yet.
No,
I'm not
going to
say anything
yet.
Next week. Next week, we'll talk about it. See?
All right.
It's exciting now. What's going to happen? I'll see you next week.